Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. I'm Elliot Danker together with Ziaul Roshan. Roshan, you've been giving me a treat the past few days, you know, allowing me the chance to speak with a lot of football legends. So I decided that I want to give something back by tackling sports that we don't normally talk about.
I feel like you take that as a personal agenda to go out and make us do non-football stories. And I'm grateful for that because then we extend our repertoire.
So how's your badminton?
Better than my table tennis, as I told you off air, but don't put me to the test, I beg you.
Hey, I tell you what, you know, this is quite funny. I just want to mention it for the sake of, you know, in my family, who's good at badminton? My mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember when we were kids, right? Like in school, you have these little badminton courts, and then she would bring out her rackets. They had the Yonex X, don't know what name. And I was like, wow, mom, your racket, like, quite nice. Yeah, your mother was a very good badminton. So I'm starting to think, I don't see that.
I mean, your mom might be listening, so good luck at the next family dinner. So like, she might put down a challenge or something.
You cook great badminton. But, you know, parents, they've got all these mysteries from the past that we will never know. But today we are going to talk about the KFF Singapore Badminton Open. Quite an interesting one. And joining us in the studio is Miss Cindy Karim, the principal of the Karim Family Foundation. Cindy, good evening. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
So how's your badminton?
Not bad. Yes, we can go for a match.
I think you will beat both of us. And we will be playing doubles, so we will lose.
So.
Now, Cindy, it's brilliant having you with us. Perhaps you can share more about the motivation behind Karim Family Foundation's sponsorship of the Singapore Badminton Association and its dedication to sports development.
We're very happy to be the title sponsors for this year's Singapore Badminton Open again. So it'll be KFF Singapore Badminton Open. We have actually had a very good working relationship with SBA, Singapore Badminton Association, for the past couple of years. And we really love badminton in Singapore as well. And we want to see how we can, through our support, push badminton to the forefront of international sports and especially put Singapore's team players on the map.
Yeah. Well, we got NLKY who plays, right?
Yes, we do.
NLK. I, if you don't mind, personal question. I want to talk a little bit about how these sort of partnerships have helped develop Singapore badminton. And I'm coming from a place that I'm from Montfort School.
Oh.
And we used to be good, I think we might still be, badminton players, right?
Okay.
And I see this evolution and camaraderie that they have in the school team. What does badminton mean for you personally?
It means my childhood. When I was young, we'll just pick up a few bats, find a couple of people around the house, and we'll just start hitting the badminton.
Under the mother's
badminton.
Goals.
Yeah.
Don't knock this.
You just need
that.
To find some place with a slightly high ceiling, and then we can start playing already.
Wow.
And I think that's what it really means to me, and that's what we want to see. We want to see more kids in Singapore, more people in Singapore picking up the bat and just becoming more physical and active.
It's not as glamorous as like your football or whatever, right? So it tends to be a bit of a forgotten sport in that sense.
I hope it's not forgotten. I think it's still Singapore's top sport.
It certainly won't be after this conversation, and thanks to a certain LKY that Elliot mentioned earlier. Now, speak to me about the Karim Family Foundation, the KFF. It has a diverse philanthropic focus, right? Including sports, arts and culture, mental health and education.
Yep.
How does the foundation prioritize and balance all these efforts?
That's a very good question. That's something we're still working on as well. But I think all of these pillars, we call them pillars in our foundation, these are all activities and pillars that are very, very dear to all of us. So with education, we're also supporting SMU, my alma mater. To try to create grants to support more people, more children, not children, they're adults. Students who need the financial support to get into study in Singapore. And with sports, we find badminton to be a very dear sport that we want to promote in Singapore. We're also looking at a few other sports as well.
Okay.
So please keep in tune.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like how you talked about education and then there's that sports aspect. And again, another personal question from me. We live in a country where expectation is so high academically, right? I mean, you're from SMU. It's a very good school. So I would imagine that must have been pressure for you back in the day. How do you feel, you know, in line with what you guys do, the mental wellness, sports, and how that actually helps education?
Oh, that's a very interesting question, actually. How do you feel about that for yourself?
I mean, it got me to where I am because I take part in martial arts, so I'm a martial artist for some 30 years. And without that, I would have probably plummeted in my grades. What about you?
Yeah, I think for myself, actually, I like arts and culture more. So I'm a dancer and a singer for many years. Mm.
Yeah.
And I think like with similar to sports as well, I think with sports, it challenges you and it pushes you to manage your time better and to always be perfect and good at what you do.
Okay.
So I think those like those skills that you pick up from playing sports or doing like being in a team with dance and all that has actually helped me to be able to hone what I want and to create and to set myself targets that I can reach. Mm. And at the same time, from there, I balance my school as well. And I think the camaraderie that you have playing with a team of people, that also helps you a lot in teamwork in the future and in project work.
Project work, that's a good one.
And Elliot and I have had off-air conversations about how sports people are wired slightly different and various parents we speak to bring up the resilience word as well, and that's important. Sure. Now, Cindy, you talk about the great initiatives that the KFF is embarking on, right? Any notable success stories you'd like to share with us, perhaps?
Yeah, we don't have exactly success stories for individuals, but we're very happy to say that through our player development program with SBA, we are able to send more players, actually, more players to international competitions around the world. And we hope that with that, we can increase the ranking of Singapore badminton players. So maybe perhaps the next Lokin U will be coming up soon in the future.
And I like how I remember when he grew to prominence and I was on the bus and everyone was just talking about this guy looking at the phone, reading the news reports. I'm like, wow. I mean, I don't mean this in a bad way, but badminton is back. I'm curious, again, Cindy, and I'd like to get a peek into your job. Tell me, as principal of the Karim Family Foundation, what is it like? What are your main responsibilities day to day? I mean, one of it coming here and promoting the initiatives that you guys are putting in. But what is it like?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of meeting different people, and including the two of you. Thank you so much for having us again. We're very happy to be able to share more about KFF and also about KFF Singapore Badminton Open. A lot of it is speaking to different people, getting to understand what are their needs, what do they need, what can we do especially to support them in their growth in getting to where they want to be.
Okay.
And especially in all these initiatives if they have relevance to our pillars.
Right.
But most importantly is what kind of impact can we create, and if we can find a way with just a dollar of our help to them, if we can generate maybe 2 or 3 times or even $10 in support where they can give back to their future counterparts in the future.
And that is our goal. Fundraising is a huge aspect of this job as well?
To some extent, actually. But KFF is fully funded by our family.
Right.
Karim family.
Wow. That's philanthropic, as they say. Yeah.
It certainly is. Now, we've talked about the Singapore Badminton Open that KFF is in partnership with. That's happening 28 May to 2nd June. So if you're listening in, I urge you to go check it out. Google it, find out more, and try and be there. I want to ask you, tease us a little. Tell us about the upcoming initiatives or any collaborations we can look forward to at the Singapore Badminton Open.
Ooh, I think firstly for me, I'm really excited to see Lokin U in action again, especially after he won the Spain Masters. So go for it, Lokin. You were all rooting for you. No pressure.
Do you hope that, and just as a final question, do you hope more families, like the Karim family, come into this, as you've talked about, you know, funding, supporting, growing not just sports, but the whole idea of philanthropy and where that stands in the landscape of the Singapore culture.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of philanthropists in Singapore. And a lot of them actually do things, they don't publicize what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think what we're trying to do here is to try to encourage more people in Singapore, more business people especially, that we're hoping that through our initiatives, we can publicize some of it and encourage other people to also want to do the same, especially if they are in the financial position or have the ability to also contribute the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're hoping that there'll be more budding philanthropists in Singapore in the future.
Because like knowledge and awareness is a bit of a nudge, right? It goes a long way.
Exactly. Yeah. And this conversation alone has convinced me, unfortunately, Cindy, my bank balance won't play too kindly for me
you
to do it.
You contribute your skill.
Exactly. Yes. So perhaps one day. It's been brilliant speaking to you.
We have been speaking with Ms. Cindy Karim, who is principal of the Karim Family Foundation. And of course, we've been talking about the KFF Singapore Badminton Open 2024. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.